بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب الندب إلى إتيان الصلاة والعلم ونحوهما من العبادات بالسكينة والوقار. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. Continue with the chapter. The heading Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is given: the desirability of going to salah and the knowledge and the gatherings of knowledge and other similar forms of worship with composure and dignity. We started this chapter briefly yesterday. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the symbols of Allah, then this is indeed because of the piety of the heart. The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the body is a piece of flesh. If that is corrected, then the whole body, every limb of the body would be correct. If that is incorrect, then every limb of the body would be incorrect. He reiterated three times that it is the heart. So Allah Ta'ala says, the one who honors the symbols of Allah, how would you honor? In other words, every limb of the body would carry it out correctly. So if we bring that hadith which I just mentioned into focus in the light of this verse of the Quran, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says, if the heart is right, if a person has the taqwa of the heart, the piety of the heart, then obviously all the limbs of the body would be subjugated and would carry the arkan, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out correctly. The greatest of every arkan of Islam, the most stressed rukun or foundational pillar of Islam after the shahadatain, is salah. And ulama say, وَهِيَ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. It is the most august, it is the most honorable of all the symbols of Islam, where you and I, minimum five times a day, are required to what we call wukuf بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ. Stand before Allah. So stand before Allah with composure. Stand before Allah with dignity. Like the famous poem, وَلَوْ رَدَّ مَنْ نَاجَاكَ لِلْغَيْرِ طَرْفَهُ تَمَيَّزْتَ مِنْ غَيْظٍ عَلَيْهِ وَغَيْرَةٍ أَلَا تَسْتَحِي مِنْ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ وَأَنْ يَرَى سُدُودَكَ عَنْهُ يَا قَدِيلَ الْمُرُوَةِ. Like the poet says, that if you are speaking to an ordinary person, or maybe somebody of prominence, and that person is not paying attention to you, you are speaking to them, you are facing them, you are talking to them, they are ignoring you. He says you build up with absolute rage, you become upset. Then don't you have at least a little bit of respect for me? I am speaking to you, you are ignoring me. My attention is towards you, your attention is somewhere else. He says when you react like this with a normal human being, then where is your muruwat, where is your dignity and honor, where is your consciousness of what you are doing in salah? Allah is Malikul Mulk. Allah is the owner of every kingdom. Allah's greatness, majesty is immeasurable. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you cannot even count. And yet, you stand in salah haphazardly. You have no composure, you have no dignity. You are fidgeting while you are standing in salah. Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَقُمْ قَانِتًا وَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ. He used to say, when you stand in salah, stand with qunut, be still at least. وَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ. And stand as Allah Ta'ala has ordered you. إِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ. Be careful of fidgeting in salah. Be careful of having a lack of composure and dignity in salah. Iyaka wa sahwi wal iltifat. Then he goes on and he says, Iyaka an yandur Allah ilayk wa tandura ila ghayrihi. Beware of this much, that Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. Allah's attention is diverted, is devoted upon you. The least you could do is you could reciprocate. Aqibis salata li dhikri. Allah says, establish salah for my remembrance, Allah's remembrance. So this much consciousness you should develop in your salah. At least have these two qualities which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah refers to, as-sakina wal-waqar, composure and dignity in your salah. Everything about your salah should have this stillness, this composure, this dignity. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be fidgeting. Don't let your attention sway elsewhere. Because in salah, what are you doing? You are building your akhirat. You are planting the foundation to save yourself from jahannam. You are carrying out an action upon which the guarantee of your jannat is. So like that, Imam Hasan Basri rahimahullah goes on, تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعُوَذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهِنْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. He says, in salah, you are placing your application, you are asking Allah for jannat, you are seeking protection from jahannam, and your heart is oblivious. Your heart doesn't even realize. Do you even realize what is jannat and jahannam? Do you even realize how important this amal of salah is? So salah is the a'zamu sha'airillah. It is the most august of the symbols of Islam. So Allah says, if in the heart there is the azmat, there is the honor for the symbols of Allah, then it is a sign of the taqwa of the heart. So likewise, the gatherings of deen are also a symbol of Islam. Likewise, azan is a symbol of Islam. When azan is called out, how do you behave? Do you at least respond to the azan? Do you carry on with your conversation as if nothing is happening? These are indications of what we call taqwa al-qulub, the piety of the heart. Either it is there or it is not there. If it is not there, we should be extremely concerned. So the least requirement, if we have to look at salah, is what we call salah dhatul khushu'i wal khudu', salah with devotion and with concentration. This is our second point of tabligh. Salah with devotion and concentration. And the starting point of devotion and concentration is to have sakina and waqar in your salah. Imam Nawawi rahimullah, in the context of salah, he explains these two terms. Sakina refers to composure in movement. Composure in movement and abstinence from futile actions. Sakina, to be composed, not fidget, not do unnecessary futile actions. Waqar, as we translated, dignity, refers to lowering the gaze, lowering the voice, and not looking in various directions. Why? Because in coming to salah, when you get an audience with a human being whom you consider to be important, maybe it's some judge, or maybe it's some wealthy person of society, or maybe it's some politician. People prepare days in advance. They make sure the clothing is right. They make sure the decorum, the manner in which they approach, how they stand, how they look, everything. They make sure everything is perfect. Why? Because so-and-so, I had an audience with so-and-so. Allah has given you a special appointment minimum 5 times a day with him. How much of composure do you have? How much of regard do you have for that? This is a constant jihad, my respected brother. This is a constant challenge in front of us. This is a constant mujahada that we have to keep making. And it is the sign of the taqwa and the piety of the heart. The first hadith which Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings in this chapter, very, very appropriate with what we have just discussed. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard the Rasul of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إذا أقيمت الصلاة when the salah has commenced. In other words, the salah already started. Salah in the masjid already started. You are approaching towards the salah. فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا تَسْعَوْنَ. Do not approach the salah running. Sometimes, more often than not, when we get late, we have this tendency of starting to run. We find that it is clearly prohibited in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because when you run, what is the first thing that happens? The decorum, your dignity, your composure, that goes out of the window. If a man is running, first of all, when he runs to make it for the salah, he is out of breath. And when you are out of breath, you're breathing heavily, you inconvenience all the other musallis. Secondly, a man who's trying to catch his breath is never going to concentrate in his salah. So this is part of the hidayat which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us. Ulama say, running towards salah, this is contrary to the dignity of salah. So, if you don't want to be running and you don't want to be in haste, what does it mean? It means leave early. This is what the actual advice Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us. Leave early. Don't make it last minute. Many of us have this habit of coming last minute. Salah is something which is going to get our whole life right. And one important lesson of life is punctuality. And salah is a training for us. Salah is a training for us to bring punctuality in our life if we will take our salah seriously. So being perennially late, like Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, if you are, and Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah also says, that if you are perennially late for salah, you will be perennially late for everything else. It's not possible that in your appointment with Allah, you are late and everybody else you are on time. You'll find a person who's late for salah is normally late for everything else. So the first hidayat, the underlying, a lot of times we've mentioned this previously, ask yourself the question, why is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this? He says, when you come for salah, don't run. Why is he saying, what's the actual wisdom? Actual wisdom is come early. So there's no need for you to be hasty. There's no need for you to compromise your composure and dignity when proceeding for salah. So coming back to this hadith, we've run out of time, just the first part. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the salah has commenced, you should be فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا تَسْعَوْنَ. Do not run to make it to the salah. وَأْتُوهَا تَمْشُونَ. He says, walk. Walk, don't run. InshaAllah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.